the mine's senior engineers have arrived at the mine. The directorate had received orders to lay new tunnels, so the engineers went down to take the first measurements. One of them, the black-haired one, quick as a whistle, was looking around to see what he might miss. The second has a notebook, he makes sketches and notes as he goes. The third strides wide, full of consciousness of his dignity. The fourth is of short stature, giving the third uninvited explanations. The fifth is more senior than all of them. He does not tolerate anyone near him, but he feels responsible. The sixth and seventh walk hand in hand, talking quietly about something. They have a carefree chuckle. They must be in good standing with their superiors. The eighth engineer is busier than the others. He's constantly checking something, tapping with his hammer. The ninth is pushing a wheelbarrow with instruments in front of him. He is followed by the tenth, who knows about these devices. The shift is coming to an end, and the narrator wishes he had seen the engineers come out of the mine.